Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Stephen, good morning. We've seen the American stock market, all four main indices of the Dow's, S&P, NASDAQ and the Russell 2000 all hit record highs. Apple itself is over $700 billion in terms of valuation. What is it about the phenomenal, quote-unquote, tax plan from Donald Trump that has driven markets to new highs?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it seems that it's been Trump's tactic where he's been sort of dangling both the carrot and the stick in front of people. And I think this corporate tax cut in the neighborhood of about 15% is very, very appealing. Obviously, from the stock market's percentage perception, it's extremely important. And we're seeing companies that will be affected by positively affected by the drop in tax, accelerate higher on this news. I think this is the second or third wave of the Trump bump, the so-called Trump bump. I think we're going to continue to see this as he starts to progress further into explaining how these processes are going through. So it's actually quite encouraging right now for stock market investors.
Obviously, Stephen, you referred to the 35% corporation tax that might potentially be dropped to 15% for corporations. In terms of the mechanics and the details, painfully thin, clearly, in the weeks since then, what do the boffins say? What do the analysts say in terms of the possibility of such a 15% corporation tax occurring?
Well, I mean, that's the outlook. I mean, that's what the market's hoping for. Obviously, if something doesn't come out to that amount, there'll be a great deal of disappointment. But right now, my mom was convinced that there's still a little bit of work to go through with Paul Ryan, how these things are going to actually come out. But I think this is the direction that the U.S. wants to move. Mind you, they're going to be dangling the carrot and the stick here. The stick, on the other hand, is going to be the import taxes the companies are going to have to pay. So how things are going to be playing out. But I think right now the market's just completely focused on lower taxes. I think the market itself is in a love affair with lower corporate taxes, and I think this is why we're continuing to see the equity markets pound higher.
Which all makes it seem rather ominous, Stephen, because if the phenomenal tax plan does not pan out as expected, that makes equity markets, as well as the dollar, which is, I think, at record at three-week highs, make them both particularly vulnerable to any kind of disappointment, given the speculation that's reached fever pitch.
Yes, I think that is the case, but I think this is a case where I don't believe they're going to be let down. I don't think the administrations would be guiding the view this strongly to this direction. I think we saw markets tempered a little bit as we entered the new year, but as we get into the second and third stage of the Trump bump, I think the market is really understanding that this is a go-ahead plan, and I think they're really preparing for this tax reform. I think this is one of the big key policy features in the U.S., the new U.S. administration, and I would be very, very surprised if it doesn't come out and meet expectations. This is one of these situations where there's just far too much political risk along with market risk for the administrators not to come through with this reform.
Well, Stephen, this belief from the market was so ingrained, belief that Trump wouldn't become president, belief that the UK wouldn't leave the Brexit or wouldn't leave the EU, but both happened against the grain. In terms of pure mechanics, how is it possible that the American government can countenance a 35% corporation tax that is cut by 20% to 15%? Is it even possible?
Yeah, it is. But you see, the way the tax reform works, it's like taking from one and giving to the other a little bit. So there's incentivizing themselves through different areas. Like if we look at the import taxes, so they're really, really trying to stimulate the economy internal by not importing goods from outside. So there's a threat that they'll impose duties. So what this is also to do is to spur domestic economy from the bottom up. And this is one of the things that's very, very key to this strategy. Without the corporates, the idea of the corporates reinvesting their capital back into the economy, this is what it's all about, and this is what the big build is.
Stephen, it sounds as if you're you're an avowed Trump bumper. Does that mean, obviously, that you're very much longer in the dollar and very much longer on equity markets as a result?
Well, I think obviously we have to be tempered on our outlooks. Right now there's a lot of back and forth and a lot of uncertainty in the markets, especially after U.S. dollar positioning got quite a bit stretched at the beginning of the year, and there was quite a bit of disappointment because we didn't hear any policy statement. We were more concerned about trade. Now, I think cautiously, this is a way to look at it. I think right now, you're not going to go all in on any markets at this time because there's just a huge element of risk to do so. Because one, obviously something can go sideways on the tax. And then two, obviously something can go sideways on the fiscal policy. So I think being nimble around these events while maintaining a longer dollar position would be the prudent thing to do.
Stephen, switching to the recent visit by Trump to Japan, and obviously the news narrative, very positive on the meeting between the two people, between the two leaders. Do you have a view on the dollar-yen cross, given the fact that these meetings have gone quite cordially, versus Japan's mere 0.2% Q4 GDP print?
Yeah, you see, what happened was the market was pricing in a little bit of an event risk there because we're expecting some possible fireworks because Trump has been a little bit vocal towards China and Japan both. And so the market was in a bit of a negative. But they got a really good feel-good. Markets really felt good after that meeting, and they felt quite comfortable to re-engage that dollar position. Remember, that long dollar-yen position is just more about politics. It's actually fundamentally driven by interest rate differentials, which really boils back down to the central bank in Japan holding interest rates in the 10 years towards 0%, while we see the U.S. interest rates in the 10-year accelerate higher. So with this fundamental difference, I think this trade remains intact, but obviously we still have to be very concerned about the political risk in this forum right now, because politics is definitely coming to the fore over our usual dependence on from the central banks. Moving back to the GDP print, while it was a little bit lower, it was still the fourth consecutive quarter for positive growth in Japan. So I still think that keeps them in good standing, and I think the economy is starting to turn, but it still needs that additional stimulus to get it back onto the correct tangent.
Stephen, a view from you as well from the European front, where election risk obviously is heating up. Marine Le Pen from France, obviously Beppe Grillo from the Italian side. What's your sense of the dollar euro cross on that front?
Yeah, I think the market also is starting to price in serious event risk, because it's not only we don't only have this in France. We have the Dutch elections, and we have Italy, and we have Germany. And I think obviously the big two are obviously going to be France and Germany in this equation. And we just, given the waves of populism that you had mentioned earlier, where we had the Brexit, we had the Trump win, we see this anti-establishment rhetoric coming out. Now, if this wave of populism starts to spread more intensely into these other countries, we can actually see the euro itself be undermined by the fact of threat of more countries wanting to leave the economic union. So I think that's the extreme case, but the way foreign exchange traders and the way the foreign exchange market is, they always priced in the worst case scenario. So given this is the worst case scenario outcome, you will start to see this event risk getting priced in. So in my view, that would put the euro in a weaker position. And we actually still see when the euro gets a little bit stronger, there's a propensity for the markets to sell euro. I think that's going to remain intact as we go through the next few months, and as we near, mind you, it is 8 months away from Germany, but there's still a lot can happen between now and then. But I think this is going to be the propensity of the markets, at least over the next couple of months.
All right, Stephen, thank you so much. Now, Stephen Innes, the senior Asia Pacific Forex trader for Oanda, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.